You're listening to the Uncool Designer Podcast. I'm your host, Anna Dower. I'm a graphic designer, mentor, e-course boss, and cake lover. I am determined to help graphic designers work smarter and not harder in their design business.
Hey everyone, it's Anna here. Welcome to the Uncool Designer Podcast. Today I want to talk about how I make money in my business and how you can make money in your design business, because that's what business is all about. Sometimes I feel like that we forget that we are in charge of how hard we work, how many hours we work, how much we charge, and who we work with. So I want to talk about how I came to the decision to really simplify my offerings in 2024. Last year, I was burnt out. I was overworked. I was pretty much numb. I was tired of launching and I was tired of having so many offerings and just jumping in between them all. So I decided that this year I would streamline my offerings. I decided that there would be no more e-course launches, that my e-courses would be available for purchase on my website whenever you wanted them. There would be no more live calls for the e-courses, and I discounted the prices because there was no longer that live element of the e-courses. So by doing that, I freed up a lot of headspace, a lot of time by ditching launching. I also created the Lucky Ones, and this is basically everything. You get everything when you join the Lucky Ones. You get all my e-courses. You get access to me as a mentor. You get ongoing monthly education, mentoring, support, community. There are 5 co-mentors that are full of information and knowledge. And there's a great community. So it's basically everything. And that one offer is the one thing that I spend time marketing and selling. And it is the best. And I've been doing the Lucky Ones now for 1 month. And I got to say, it feels so good. It feels easy. In fact, it actually feels too easy sometimes. And I feel like I should be doing more. But I figure that feeling of ease means I'm living in true alignment. So I ditched launching. I've just got the Lucky Ones now that takes up my time mentoring those students. Now that I've really simplified what I've got going on, I feel like I have space to create more, which is why I've been thinking of creating mini e-courses for designers. And thankfully, I am not a perfectionist. I'm really great at being prolific and churning out content and creating things quickly. So before I decided on what my next mini e-course was going to be about, I asked my email subscribers what they wanted to learn about. And I gave them 2 options. The options were creating additional income streams for designers or landing clients 101 for designers. Now, between you and me, secretly hoping you would all choose Landing Clients 101, but the people have spoken and the results are in. And 59.7% of the people who voted chose creating additional income streams for designers. Now, full disclosure, I wasn't exactly jumping for joy at these results. Last year, we did a Designer Boss Summit all about multiple income streams for designers. And it didn't quite hit the mark. Some designers weren't feeling ready to dive into that well. And truth be told, it's not exactly a walk in the park. But hey, you guys spoke and I'm all about giving the people what they want. So consider it done. I'm gearing up now to create that mini e-course for you, all about creating multiple income streams for your design biz. I will be diving into the juicy details of creating templates, pre-made artwork, membership, and of course, both short and long courses. When I first started to diversify my income in my design business, It was actually accidental. I created a freebie, a lead magnet for my audience. It was a digital magazine called Raw. It was all about empowering women in business. It was a free digital magazine that took off like crazy. Eventually, I started making money from the magazine by selling advertising. I also then created a membership to accompany the magazine where I had recurring income from that. So that was an accident. The key was that I created something that my audience really wanted. They wanted to hear from other women in business. They wanted to learn. They needed the help to level up. And that magazine provided all of that for them. After that, I actually created another e-course. And to be honest, I had no idea what I was doing. I basically just slapped it together. I put it out into the world. And I surprisingly had a pretty good launch. My course was all about teaching female entrepreneurs how to figure out the brand foundations of their business. So it was called Brand Your Biz Like a Boss. It was all about talking them through business why, your voice, your ideal client, your niche, and then taking all of that to turn it into something visual. So it was all about the foundations and it worked out really well. I think the first launch I made $7,000, but then a lot of those people that took the course ended up hiring me to design their brand packages. And like I said, I had no idea what I was doing. Fast forward a few years from there, I decided I wanted to move more into the mentoring space. And that's when I came up with my big e-course design biz bootcamp. And that was for graphic designers to lay the foundations in their own design business to work smarter and not harder. I honestly sold it without having any content created, but I worked really hard at the marketing. And my first launch made $18,000 and I took my family to Disneyland. And it was not an easy road to get to that point. But once you do it once, the beauty of an e-course is you can sell it over and over again. So there have been many times throughout my career where I have diversified my income. And I totally get why everyone wants a piece of that pie. I just want you guys to know it's not easy. There is absolutely nothing passive about adding income streams to your business. It's hard work. But like I said, if you do it the smart way, you create the content once and sell it over and over and over again, which is like making money while you sleep. So once you get to that sweet spot, it is definitely worth it. While I go off and start creating this mini e-course for you guys, I want you to get the juices flowing and start thinking about what your clients and audience keep asking you for. What are the problems that they're facing? What are the topics people keep coming to you for? What is the stuff you do every day in your business that's easy? Start taking note of that stuff. Keep looking for the clues. And then once my mini course arrives, you can put everything into motion and start earning those multiple income streams. You've been listening to The Uncool Designer with Anna Dower. For more info and tips for graphic designers, head to my website, annadower.com.